Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, kicking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome back to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, on a Tuesday morning with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean, around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol. Let's not forget about security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody working in the coronavirus effort, too, out there keeping America free and safe. A big thank you. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working out there in the oil fields all around the country and all around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook as well. Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, and then jump into the chat room that we got right there, and you can communicate with everybody that's talking to us tonight on the radio. All right. Now, this hour, we're going to fordo the formalities with the pledge because I got a lot of stuff to talk about here. But I want to recognize the chat room here for a minute. We've got Tom in California, Gene in Costa Rica, Dan, the Navy man in Virginia. We've got Steve in Thailand, Karen. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Ron. We've got Wally. Hello, Wally. We've got Al in Nebraska. We've got Richard in Oregon. We've got Terry up in Tennessee. We've got Donna in Georgia. Hello, Donna. We've got Amanda here in our backyard. We've got Sam the Paperman out there just cruising along somewhere delivering those papers. And I hope, Sam, you're doing well there. You should be, because after all, I know you're going to buy gold now, and you're going to be independently wealthy, so you'll be doing just fine. No, I'm just kidding. I hope you're doing well. Now, not to be outdone, researchers are now saying that this virus may, in fact, be mutating. Now, mutating to what is the question? Well, they don't know the answer, and we don't know the answer. So, consequently, we have to sit back and watch and listen to what's being said. Now, speaking of what's being said, I want you to listen to Sidney Powell and what she had to say to Maria Bartiromo on her program. Listen to this. This is mind-blowing.
So, you know, Sydney, I want you to walk through this timeline for us, because they also violated White House protocol by ambushing him. And we know that. We've played that soundbite of Jim Comey saying, oh, it was chaotic. I just sent a few agents over there and just figured it would be better to do it that way. So let's go through the General Flynn crossfire razor timeline. And that begins on August 15th when Peter Strzok, then FBI agent, sent to his girlfriend a text saying, to the extent saying something like, like, well, I wish I could believe what you said in Andy's office, but we need an insurance policy. That was discussed in McCabe's office. The following day on August 16th, they opened a crossfire razor probe into General Flynn. And then on August 17th, FBI agents were sent to a presidential briefing for nominee Trump. They did so why? You think they just were trying to assess General Flynn to try to get something on him then as well in that briefing?
Oh, that's what one of the agents testified to the inspector general. It's in his report that came out in December. They were specifically, or he was specifically sent into that briefing to assess and gauge General Flynn's mannerisms, to collect what information he could, because General Flynn was there to notice his reaction to any mention of Russia. And that was done all expressly in case they needed to interview him later, i.e. if Trump was elected and General Flynn was put in the White House.
So fast forward to January 2017, Sydney, because this morning President Obama is out trashing this exoneration. He's basically saying that the rule of law is being lost and that there's no precedent for all of this. So we go to January 2017 and February 2017. The morning of January 4th, the FBI drafts a document to close the Flynn probe, Crossfire Razor. They wanted to close it. They had nothing, so they wanted to close it. So the next day, on January, later that afternoon, Peter Strzok texts, don't close the razor yet, and the seventh floor is involved. And then there's a meeting in President Obama's Oval Office. Talk to us about that, Sydney, because Sal Yates was there, Jim Comey was there, John Brennan was there, James Clapper was there, briefing President Obama in the Oval Office on the Russia probe. Joe Biden and Susan Rice were there as well. This was January 5th, 2017. Walk us through it.
Exactly. Well, the day before, Comey had found and McCabe had found the transcripts of Flynn's call with Kislyak, and he briefed Clapper on it immediately. Clapper then immediately went and briefed President Obama on it. Then they have the Oval Office meeting on the 5th. Comey admits in his testimony that the FBI are the people that unmasked General Flynn, our people, whatever that means. And at the meeting on the 5th, Sally Yates was stunned because Obama mentions to her out of the blue about the call and the transcript of the call. She knew nothing about it because Comey had briefed DOJ. Yes. Yes.
Yep.
So then they dispatched Comey the very next morning to brief President Trump only on the salacious aspects of the dossier on January 6th to set the news hook for BuzzFeed and CNN to run with the dossier they knew was a lie. Then Peter Strzok is watching CNN report on that and texts about he and Priestap sitting there watching it and using it as a pretext to go interview some people.
Now, if you don't believe that there was a crime committed here in all of this, then you have no idea of how people's civil rights were trampled upon, namely Lieutenant General Flynn and others. And we'll get into all that when we come back, because this is called Obamagate, and it's not going to go away.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team who own Relief Factor. It's an all-natural product. It works for me. It'll work for you. I've got a number of problems that 4 years ago I was trying to kick the habit and get rid of the Mobic and the Flexeril they had me taking because it was making me dizzy and making me tired when I shouldn't have been tired. And once in a while it would just make me feel like maybe I ought to go back to bed. And that just wasn't the way I should have been at 11, 12 o'clock during the middle of the day, if you know what I mean. So I got rid of it. Glad I did. Loaded up with a bunch of Aleve in the interim. That wasn't a good idea because that's a good way to get yourself bleeding internally, and I did. And then I got rid of that, and I heard Relief Factor being advertised. Well, I took the 1995 three-week quick start plan, which is exactly what you'll do should you order Relief Factor. It started working for me about 7 to 10 days later. The pain that I suffered from, which was arthritis, also having broken my back twice and having my spine fused and having my ankle replaced because of what happened to me at the World Trade Center, I decided that this was a better way to go. And it works. Believe me, it works. I take it twice a day. I take it in the morning, and then I take it just before midnight, before I start my show, and I have to sit for the long period of time that I'm here doing the show because that tends to irritate me. I have to put my leg up in the air and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, if you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, and it's not narcotic, this product, it's all natural, then I want you to check out Relief Factor. Now, the way you do that is you go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 3-week quick start. There's a little tutorial there, a little video with Pete and Seth in it. You'll see it. Click on it. Watch it. It's about 2.5 minutes long. They'll tell you all about how the product is made, what's in it. It's all natural. And then you just order the $19.95 3-week quick start, and away you go. So, Relief Factor. .com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll be glad you did, I'll tell you. I've got a lot of people that keep chiming into me just every day saying, we're glad that we took your advice and did this. It's working for us, and yes, it is. All right, now, the Atlanta area has been having quite a problem with this this case, the father and the son that said that they shot this black man, this young black man that was running through the neighborhood because they believed that he might have been a robber or up to no good, this, that, and the other. And now they're the ones that are in big trouble. And the video is very troubling to watch because actually the young man, there's no sign of him doing anything other than just being out jogging. So the DA in Atlanta has brought in a third outside prosecutor to take the Arbery case for prosecution so that they keep all the local people, all their hands out of the mix and try to do this as fairly as they can so that they won't change the venue and all that stuff, which they can do. Now, the other thing is, researchers, and we talked about this briefly, but I'm going to mention it again, researchers with the coronavirus say that it's mutating, but to what effect they don't know. Now, this is, to use the word strange, is the understatement of the year, but we'll have to keep our eyes and ears open on that one and pay attention to it because it may be mutating to a lesser degree. It may be mutating to a more potent degree. We don't know, but we'll see. And by the way, with the warmer weather coming, with the summer months ahead of us here, the virus should actually be going away because that's what happens in the warmer weather. It kills it off and away it goes, which is probably, just a guess on my part, why Florida is doing so well, my home state down here, because of the warm weather. Now, also, if you don't think the Democrats are intentionally dragging their feet all across America in reopening the states because they're trying to create as much hate, as much discontent, rattle the bushes, rattle the leaves, so people will, and by the way, it's political when I tell you this, because they're being political. They're trying to get people all mad and all upset at Donald Trump, and then they're going to use that narrative for, look what Donald Trump did to you. We couldn't this, we couldn't that. Yeah, sure. It's the states themselves and the governors are the ones that are in control of opening or closing the states. And by the way, why is it the red states opened up earlier than the blue states? And why is it that they seem to be doing better? What do they know that the guys and the governors in the blue states don't know? Well, common sense, maybe. Now, the Supreme Court and the conservatives on the Supreme Court are leaning towards shielding religious schools from lawsuits. There's a decision coming in that, and the report came out yesterday about the fact that that may be indeed where they're going. We'll have to wait. We'll have to see. Now, here's one for you. ABC is going to have an upcoming interview with Joe Biden about all things Tara Reid. But guess who they didn't invite to the interview? Tara Reid. Tell me that's fair. Tell me that's going to be a fair interview when you don't invite the person, the accuser, to the event. And they did not. So it's going to be a one-sided conversation with Joe Biden, and I guess he could say just about anything he wanted to, so we'll wait and we'll see what happens there. Now, in Detroit, there's some good news there for the car business, the auto industry, because in Detroit, the automakers there, instead of borrowing or asking for a bunch of money, they drew on their credit lines, not bailouts, to stay financially fit. So instead of having another cash for clunkers type deal, remember that? Or bailing out General Motors, remember that? George Bush on the latter and Barack Obama on the first one. We are not going to have that sort of a deal again. The automakers have got their act together. And I noticed something yesterday when I was stumbling around looking at the story about the president taking some $4 billion out of the retirement plan, the federal government retirement plan that was invested in China and taking it and reinvesting it back in something here in the United States. I noticed that the Chinese investment in the USA is now at its lowest level since 2009. Now, I don't have a problem with that. Not a problem at all. It means that people finally, I guess, have woken up. Now, here's one for you, and I did mention something to Kyle about it. California sheriff has said that inmates in his jail are trying to inflict themselves with COVID-19. Now, what they're doing is they're taking plastic cups, and they're drinking out of the same cup, and people are getting sick. They are getting sick, but what they don't realize is that this is extremely dangerous, and in some cases, it could wind up being fatal. Extremely dangerous. But then again, I guess they want to get out of jail or something to that effect, because I think, I don't know what exactly how they're doing that, but they are letting certain prisoners out of jail because of the COVID outbreak. Also, Uber, not to be outdone, is laying off some 3,500 employees via Zoom. You heard me right, via the app Zoom. Uber is going to lay off 3,500 employees via the app Zoom. So you want to be watching Zoom to see whether or not you're an Uber driver anymore or whatever. And we heard yesterday that the Dallas beauty salon owner could still face jail time. How do you like that? She could still face jail time. Now, if that judge, who's up for re-election, that Democratic judge, does that to this woman, if he does do that, then I think the good people in the state of Texas should try to get this guy recalled. The sooner the better. Certainly make a big stink. Because he's running for re-election. And if he tries to make an example out of this woman, which apparently it sounds like as if he still has the opportunity to do it, then I would say that his chances of being reelected are slim to none in the great state of Texas. But that's just me. Oh, and one last thing. Major League Baseball owners approved a plan to start the season the 4th of July weekend. How about that? We'll see where that goes. All right, I'll be right back with the first Military Veterans News segment on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett spoke on Face the Nation, saying that he's expecting some recovery by the end of the summer. However, the high point of job losses is still coming.
And so I think if you look at the Congressional Budget Office, they currently forecast that the second half of the year will be one of recovery. God willing, that's what's going to happen. And I think that that's the view that's pretty much shared by the White House. And so I think you could expect to see jobs probably trough, in May or June.
Hassett said he was looking for job rates north of 20% before the market stabilizes. Payrolls declined by $20.5 million in April, the worst month of job loss in U.S. history, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hassett said he was hopeful that the economy would be able to rebound thanks to the relief funds signed by the president and granted by the Federal Reserve. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. We all love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy can be your ticket to ride because a tremendous opportunity as an aviation maintenance tech awaits you. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you can check them up online. You can go look them up online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Find out what it's like to become an aviation maintenance tech and see all the different things that you'd be doing. Because if you've got a mechanical aptitude and you like putting things together and fixing things and this, that, and the other, and even if all you've done is put model airplanes together or build model trains or whatever, guess what? That's an aptitude that would help you to be an aviation maintenance tech. Now, with that being said, you can also give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Massachusetts, or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Now, I will tell you, the National Aviation Academy, it's very possible to start out the first year around $60,000 for a 40-hour week, and if you want to work and put the time in, you can make a lot more money than that. It's all based on your God-given ability. So, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, and don't forget 800-659-2080, the number to call. Now, I was asked yesterday for the telephone number for people, veterans, that might be having a problem, either financially or mentally or whatever. And here is what's called the Veterans COVID-19 Helpline. And I'm going to give you the number. I'm going to repeat it three times for you. This is a number that any veteran who needs help of any kind, whether it's financial or whatever, give them a call at this number. 800-827-0648. Number again, 800-827-0648. Now, there's another number, but this is strictly for Florida. But I'm going to give you the number anyway. 866-779-6129. This is just for Florida. 866-779-6121. The other number, the 800-827-0648, is national for anybody around the country. Now, the Chief of Naval Operations, I told you about this yesterday, Admiral Mike Gilday, will be quarantined for 1 week after coming into contact with a relative who had the COVID-19 virus. This, the U.S. confirmed, and he was not at the Monday meeting at the White House, so definitely we've seen it. Now, to Army Special Forces veteran Drew White, the plan to take over Venezuelan oil fields after overthrowing the government being pitched by his troubled former 10th Special Forces group soldier seemed way too far to be believed. And the ex-Green Beret who pitched the Venezuelan plot to Colorado investors last year, claiming links to a Trump insider and the D.C. consultants, now, because of his failed attempt, is sitting in a jail in Venezuela. What's going to happen to him next? Don't know. But it probably isn't going to be pretty. So, be careful what you wish for. And when somebody shows up in Colorado trying to grab a bunch of investors looking for $750,000 putting together a 300-man army to go to Venezuela, you might just want to rethink that one. Now, the Islamic State is exploiting the COVID-19 with little success. U.S. troop deployments to Iraq are on track despite the pandemic. The Islamic State has gained little for its efforts to exploit this COVID-19 pandemic. Now, U.S. troops continue to move back and forth despite the COVID-19 pandemic going on. What the ISIS folks were trying to do was to pass this pandemic along to the military by social contact or whatever. Just didn't happen. Just did not work out. Thank goodness for us. Now, with thousands of military families in limbo during a virtual half of permanent change of station moves, lawmakers have introduced legislation to address financial losses that some families are facing. Now, military families caught in that COVID-19 financial straits could see relief under this proposal. For more information, get a hold of your congressman or woman. Call them up, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Give them your zip code, you get your congressman or congresswoman. Now, we talked yesterday about the unbelievable jackass stunt with the Iranians sinking one of their own boats yesterday. Now, one ship fired at and sank with a missile, a surface-to-surface missile, one of their own supply ships that was changing the targets. Now, apparently, when they fired this missile, it locked onto the supply ship because it was in close proximity to where the target was and killed 19 of their sailors, injured 15 of their sailors, and destroyed the boat. So this is what we're dealing with in Iraq. They got funny little play toys, and they don't know how to use them. Well, by the way, two U.S. Navy ships sailed into the South China Sea in a show of support for the Malaysian drill ship that's been getting hassled by Chinese vessels as Beijing continues its attempts to claim the resource-rich sea of its own. So we'll see what happens there. And another American sailor tested positive for the coronavirus while in quarantine after arriving on a U.S. government chartered flight from Japan for new assignment in South Korea. Not sure where that's going to go yet, but we'll keep our eyes on it. Now, a one-time police chief of the arrested province of Farah in western Afghanistan, General Abdul Jalil Bakhtawa, has now changed his allegiance from the government of Afghanistan to the Taliban. He's joined the Taliban after fighting them for years as the Afghan police chief in that province of Farah. Unbelievable. We'll see how that works out. And after a mid-April high that saw a one-week jump of more than 4,600 COVID-19 cases, the number of new cases amongst troops, dependents, civilians, and contractors has been decreasing weekly, according to data released by the Department of Defense, which is a good thing. And it hurts to be young and be in the military, because service members under 21 will not be allowed to buy tobacco products on base beginning in August when a new Pentagon-wide policy goes into effect. So the tobacco age sale will be 21 on military bases and ships in U.S. ports starting August 1. Oh, well. We'll see what happens after that. All right, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. And we're going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna and Mark, and we appreciate them in this edition, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center nearest you, our Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop on by. Need a shower? Got it. Need a laundry? Need to do your laundry? Got it. Need a place for your 10-hour break? Got it. Let's get going right now with what I got here. You're going to love this one. That's Don Henley, and that's an oldie but goodie, too. All she wants to do is dance. And I'll tell you what, it's always a lot of fun. And that was by request for Gene down there in Costa Rica. So, my friend Gene, that was for you. All righty, now let's get on over here and take a look at things, because we've had a little bit of a change in the weather around the country, and that usually happens from 1 hour to the next. The critical fire weather conditions continuing over parts of the desert, southwest, and central Rockies through midweek are still in effect due to the combination of strong winds and low relative humidity and warmer temperatures. Now, Nevada today, from Las Vegas up 15 all the way to Mesquite into southern Utah, going to be very warm. Also, a little bit further north, about 100 miles into Nevada going north towards Reno, you're going to have some warm temperatures and fire threats as well. Now, from Kingman in Arizona, straight on up the line to the Utah border, you have got some very dry conditions there and very high heat as well. Out in California, you got wind in the high desert tonight and a little bit of rain. It looks like up around the San Francisco Bay Area, either that or you just had some. And then got some wind up around Reno, Lake Tahoe, up in that area. There's another system coming in up in the northwest off Oregon and Washington State. We'll probably be talking about that tomorrow. If you're up on I-90 tonight in Montana, yep, I-90, 4 inches of snow is going to be falling on 4th of July on I-90. So you're going to have 4 inches of snow to deal with up there. It's going to be wet snow, but snow is snow, so be careful up in there. Also, over to the eastern, northeastern corner of Montana tonight, you've got some windy conditions there. Now let's bring it on down to Wyoming. We've got some fog in the southeastern corner of Wyoming, and that transfers over into Nebraska, the southern part of Nebraska right there off the border with Colorado. Colorado, you've got some fire threat advisories today over towards Grand Junction and down to the line with New Mexico, and then I-25 along that area down by the border with New Mexico. Now, on I-40, coming east from the Four Corners over towards Amarillo, you've got some fog tonight, so be careful. From Amarillo down to Lubbock, you've got fog there as well. Be careful. You've got fog up on I-70 on the eastern part of Colorado, just east of Lyman, coming over to Goodland, and then east of Goodland about another 40, 50 miles on I-70, so be careful there. There is some rain along I-44 still as we speak, all the way over to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. So you'll be in rain if you're coming up I-44 out of Oklahoma into Missouri. You've got some really cold temperatures and might be some record cold temperatures tonight across the southern part of Minnesota, the northern part of Iowa, a freeze warning, hard freeze warning, as well as across the central part of Wisconsin. You've got a frost warning for the eastern part of South Dakota and the northeastern and central sections of Iowa. Also for the southern part of Wisconsin, the northern part of Illinois. Now, over in Indiana, the entire state of Indiana is under a frost warning tonight. In Michigan, pretty much around Detroit, straight west over towards Grand Rapids, you've got a hard freeze warning there. You've got a frost advisory, frost warning down in the eastern part of Kentucky and the mountains of North Carolina and the northeastern corner of Tennessee, going up Bristol Way towards Virginia. Once you get up on I-81, you're going to be in a hard freeze warning area all the way up to the mountains of Maryland.
along I-81. And then going north out of there in Ohio, eastern Ohio has got a hard freeze warning. Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania, central Pennsylvania, all the way over to the Poconos, and pretty much north of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, you got a hard freeze warning in there. Also in upstate New York, all the way across I-90, up and down I-81, and over to just about Albany, you've got a hard freeze warning there. Could be some record-setting temperatures there tonight. A little bit of snow in southern Vermont tonight. Not much, just a little bit of a dusting of snow. And then up in northern Maine, you've got snow up there tonight if you're going up to Caribou or Presque Isle to get a load of French fries. Now, down here in Florida, we've got some fire threat advisory weather down here, too. Very dry. Central Florida around Orlando, south of Tampa, going towards Sarasota, and down towards Fort Myers. Some very dry conditions there. And don't forget, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop on by. Get yourself a free cup of coffee in the third watch. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
The DNI director, acting director, Richard Grinnell, is going to release a bunch more documents. And this time it created such a stir last night. The Democrats were running for cover looking for the bomb shelters. What's this all about?
Well, I understand that a fellow by the name of Kash Patel is the one that's doing the work over at DNI. And Kash Patel actually worked early on for Devin Nunes when Devin Nunes was leading the oversight committee in the House before that whole brouhaha happened and he was railroaded out of there by Adam Schiff and crowd. So that's where Kash Patel is. He is over there with Rick Grinnell, and couldn't be a more perfect place because Kash Patel has all of the history. Remember the Nunes memo. The Nunes memo has been proven to be spot on, perfect, correct.
Of course.
Two years ago.
Yep.
Now, the satchel that was seen, the satchel that Rick Grinnell was carrying into the Department of Justice last week was actually the documentation that was given to the Justice Department. So the Justice Department, by the way, these were already declassified, but he just has a collection of all of them per using the Nunes memo as guidance. And was given to the department.
All right, you're going to get caught in the break, so hold the story. You're going to get caught up in the break. All right, so when we come back, folks, we're going to talk more about this because last night this was the news all over anywhere you wanted to look, and the Democrats were screaming bloody murder, and we'll get into it when we come back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.